Hello.
Good morning, you see me called in.
Yes, sorry.
No worries, brother. You know, Steven, I'm just going to be straight with you, brother. I promise you I'm not here to waste your time, man. If, you know, if you're interested in, you know, picking up more clients and being on that first page of Google, brother, I mean, we can definitely, you know, set aside that first page position on Google and issue it out to you. You know, again, I'm not trying to waste your time. I know you're a little occupied and busy. You know, I have things here set and ready to go if you're serious about, you know, jumping on that first page of Google, brother. I know you gave me all the details, the phone numbers. I already put that in of what you want.
Yeah.
You know, the other thing I would need is just what days would you want it to show on Google that you're able to take on phone calls and take on customers?
I mean, honestly, plumbing service is a 24-hour service.
I was just going to tell you that if we list you under a 24-hour service, you're likely to stay quite a bit more busy, brother. I only
right.
say that because most of the companies that I work with that are plumbing services, they prefer to put 24 hours, right? You know, just for the fact that it does bring them more traffic because, you know, somebody's pipe breaks down or a leak goes off at 10 o'clock at night. A lot of companies are not taking calls anymore. Yet
right.
your company will be, you know, shown on Google like, oh, hey, I can call this guy, you know. So, yeah, good choice. How far are you willing to travel for new customers that see you on Google?
Man, I told the lady I travel, you know, up to 50 miles. But with Google, I mean, I probably could stay pretty busy within the 30-mile radius. Probably
30 miles? Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I would say let's try 30 miles. If it seems a little too much, we can always change that. But let's do 30 miles for now. You know, that way you'll be visible within 30 miles. Okay. The next question, we just have to verify, Stephen. Doesn't mean we're not able to help because it's not a requirement. Are you currently licensed and insured or not yet?
Yep.
You are? Okay. Awesome.
Can't operate in the state of Texas without it.
Perfect. You know what? It makes it a lot easier on us, too. All right. Awesome. Okay. And you don't have, do you have, did you, I'm sorry, I forgot if you told me you had the Facebook page for 936 or not yet.
I do. I started it. I think they flagged it, shut it down. I don't know. There's a couple different pages. You talked about Meta. They sent you some, I don't know, I get spam from them every day.
Don't worry about it. I mean, we work directly with them. So whatever they might have shut down, we can look into it and get it reopened. If not, create something new. But what was the Facebook page that you had?
It's 936 Plumbing.
936 Plumbing. Okay.
But I need to talk with them because I paid to run an ad on there, obviously, for whatever they charge. So I had to pay for that.
On Facebook? So you paid Facebook to run the ad for you?
Correct. And now I don't know if it's correct. I don't know if it's running, though, is what I'm saying.
Don't worry about it. We'll look into that. Let me put a note on here. Okay. Paid for ads. Okay. We'll let you know if it's operating or not. So no worries. Okay. Website.
So do I need to cancel that though? Because I don't need them to charge me.
No, you know what? What I would do, because the Facebook ads are already included with the $2.99, I would cancel it, brother. I wouldn't see why you would pay twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right. I need to figure out how to get in touch with them.
Yeah, just give them a quick call, whatever number they send you. I mean, you should find a customer service number. And it should be pretty simple. Steven, you're going to get a call tomorrow from our IT guys, right? Those are the guys that do all the back end work. They're going to put you on Google. They're going to do the web for you. They're going to ask you if you have pictures. If you want to use yours, like I said, if you have two or three that look nice, we can use them. If not, not a big deal. We'll use generic ones from the web. You know, they're the ones that are going to put you on Apple, put you on Yelp. What time tomorrow do you have about 30 minutes to spare to speak with our IT guys?
And I don't know. Just call me. The morning would probably be best. So.
Okay. let me see their calendar right quick. I'll make this pretty fast. Okay, I have tomorrow a 10 a.m. and an 11 a.m. From our IT guys open.
That's fine. Either one.
Either one. Okay, I'll put you down for 10 a.m., no worries. All right, and then I do need to create a security question for the account, Steven. This is if you ever call us or we call you, we need to verify and make sure that you're the one calling us, if you ever wanted to make any changes to the account, add any pictures to the website, anything of that nature. You get to choose one of these three, brother. Your mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your pets?
The first one's fine.
Okay, mother's maiden name. What is it?
Navarro.
Navarro. Is that with two R's?
V-A-R-R-O, yep.
Okay. Hey, quick question, Steven. I don't mean to, intrude, but are you Spanish-speaking?
No, I wish I was.
I'm
mixed, but I don't speak Spanish.
Ah, you know why I ask? Because I have cousins with your last name. That's why. I was like, and I'm Hispanic, and I was like, wait a minute, this guy speaks Spanish? I had no idea. I was about to start giving you the whole da-da-da-da-da-da.
Right. I wish I knew it. I love to.
You would have been like, whoa. You'd be like, hold on, man. I don't know what the hell you talking about, man.
No.
Oh, your wife does.
Yeah,
okay.
I just take my head. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Well, I'm pretty sure you probably know some of the bad words then.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I know what you're talking about, man.
Right, okay. Steven, do you have access to 936plumbing@gmail.com? You do have access to that, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to send the confirmation there in 1 second. Bear with me here. Okay. And then regarding the $299, Steven, how did you want to take care of that, brother? We take Visa, MasterCard, and American Express.
Let me see. It's on my wallet. I don't know what it is. I think it's a MasterCard.
MasterCard. It's just, if it's a MasterCard, it starts with the 5. If it's a Visa, it starts with the 4.
I gotta find more. Now, this is recurring starting when? Today? Tomorrow?
Yeah.
The first
No, it starts the 25th, so your next payment will not be due until December 25th. I mean, it's gonna be Christmas, so it probably will be pushed back a few days.
When is this ad supposed to hit?
You're gonna start seeing the first platforms hit your account within 7 days minimum, 14 days max.
So, let's just say it takes 14 days. That's half the month there.
Right. So just so when you pay us, we start creating the content, the website, everything starts creating. So it's not like you're paying us and we're just sitting around sucking our thumb, brother. I promise you it doesn't work that way. Right? I mean, we're doing our work to get you listed, to get you more clients. So it's not like, hey, I paid you guys. You guys are just not waiting 14 days to put me on here. Absolutely not, brother. It doesn't work that way. It's to get the ball rolling and get all the content creation done. I'm going to be straight with you, man. The first programs, it normally never takes 14 days, but I can't tell you that, because I got to follow guidelines. But normally your first platforms are going to be on there within 7, maybe even sooner than that. I mean, again, I got to follow the guidelines that they give me, brother. But when I talk to clients, most of them have their website, have the things going within that 7-day time frame. The only thing, as long as you have everything in order, that takes us the process to get it verified is make sure you have everything in order to get your Google verified. Do you have an LLC or a DBA for 936, Steven?
LLC.
Okay, perfect. Even better. Perfect. So we can, get that process going with Google as well to get you verified. So, yeah, no worries, man.
5322 is the start of the card.
Okay. 5322.
Mm-hmm. 3003.
Okay.
0568.
Okay.
4494.
All right. Expiration?
0726.
0726. All right. And then the last three behind is called the CC code.
384.
Steven, does your card read 936 Plumbing or does it say Steven Johnson?
Yeah.
Or does it have a middle name?
Both.
Oh, both. Okay. No middle name, no middle initial?
Nope.
Okay.
It's S-T-E-P-H-U.
Thank you so much, brother. I had it completely wrong. S-T-E-P-H-U.
S-T-P-H-E-N.
Okay. S-T-P-H. Okay. 1 second, let me correct that here. All right, bear with me 1 second, brother. Let me just verify that the card information you provided is valid, and then we're good to roll here. I just have to read you our disclosure, and then we'll be ready for that phone call tomorrow at 10 a.m. I'm going to walk you through what is called a voice verification, Stephen. The reason behind this, we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement, and as an added form of protection, we're going to send this to you in writing with your invoice. As I'm walking you through this, if there's something that you don't understand, please ask me to clarify. I'll be more than happy to do so. Welcome to Local Splash Voice Verification. The call is being both monitored and recorded for quality assurance. This works as an added form of protection for you, Stephen. To make sure that I got everything correct that you provided today, can you please state the name of the company?
936 Plumbing.
Thank you so much. Can you please state your name and the title that you have with 936?
Steven Johnson, the owner.
Thank you very much. You are an authorized party to enter this agreement on behalf of 936 Plumbing, correct?
Correct, yes.
Okay. And you are an authorized party on the billing account, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. To get results as fast as possible, Steven, we ask that you are also involved in the growth of the company. For this reason, we ask if you agree to be responsive to our phone calls and emails when it's necessary.
Yes. What are you clear? Or what, as far as what? Are you talking about answering the
No. When we call you, that I said if you agree to answer our calls when we call and respond to our emails when we email you.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, yeah, and it's just basic, right? Just saying, hey, if I call you, please answer. That's all it's saying. Okay?
Yeah.
In hiring Local Splash, Steven, we will be your certified marketing representatives. If you ever bring another company on board, all we ask is you keep us in the loop. Okay? Your initial payment term will be processed today, November 25th, for the amount of $299. Again, your next payment will not be due until December 26th. And that's going to be your flat rate, $299 monthly. Keep in mind that this is not a contract, Stephen, and that you do hold the right to cancel the service if you're not satisfied. Okay? All we ask is that you give us a call to our customer service line if you ever wanted to do that. It's the same number that I text you the link from for the webpage, the 877-635-6225. You can write it down, or you already have it there as a text message if you want to save that as
right.
a customer service number, brother. Okay.
Right.
And then lastly, do you agree and understand to our renewal and cancellation terms?
So what are the renewal and cancellation other than calling you to cancel?
That's it, brother. There's no, the cancellation terms is that you can cancel the service, without question, right? The next month on the, on the 25th, obviously, if you're not happy or when you don't have to stay with us 6 months, a year. I mean, I'm sure you're going to want to stay with us, right? Because if we're producing results, but you're not obligated is what it's saying is that, and then there's no cancellation
right.
fee either, right?
So, yeah, I understand that. Yeah. Now, is this a reoccurring automatic 25th every month going to come out unless
yeah.
I call or
yeah,
do I need to call?
No. On the 25th of every month, they're going to pull out the $299 unless you do call and put a stop
okay.
to it. Okay. So, for most of our clients, that works better that way. They don't want to sit there and be calling us,
right.
to get something pushed through. So, but yes,
yeah.
That's what it is. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Bear with me 1 second. All right. So you agree to the cancellation and renewal.
Yeah.
Terms. Okay. Okay, you're going to be getting a text message pretty soon. Well, you're going to get a few of them, right? They're going to come through, welcome to the company, You're going to get a few of them. You're also going to start getting emails, Stephen. There's one particular email you're going to receive that says local splash initial invoice. It's going to read. That one needs your attention. There's two little boxes that you have to click on that. It's very simple. The first box says that you give us permission to call you when we need to. And the second box says that the information that you provided today, including your credit card information, is yours and it's accurate. I can help you fill that out if you have a second. I don't know if you're looking at your emails, or I can just tell you how to do it and you can do it on your own. I mean, it's going to save you about 10 or 15 minutes when you get the phone call from the IT guys tomorrow. That's why I normally like to help the customers I speak with, because when you get that call tomorrow, that's one of the first things they'll ask. Hey, did you get a chance to complete the term? So here, let me check if they've been sent to you. All right, they're still in process. I just sent them over, so bear with. Oh, okay, you should have got the one I'm talking to you about right now. Let me know if you see it. It says local splash initial invoice. It's showing me that it already sent over.
Yeah, is that through mail or?
Email, brother. Email, yeah. Sorry, man. I need to be specific. My apologies, bro.
That's it.
Okay, click on that. Towards the middle of the page, you're going to see a little blue link that says, please click here to accept subscription terms. Let me know when you do that.
Got it.
Okay, when you click on that, yeah, it's going to say local splash terms of experience. If you go towards the bottom, you're going to see your phone number. Let me know when you see your phone number.
Yeah.
Okay, right underneath your number is those two little boxes that I mentioned to you. Okay, so the first one says, I agree to receive SMS messages sent to my phone number. So you click on that first box. The second box, I certify, authorize that I'm the car holder and signer, and that all information I provided is accurate and complete.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so click on both of those boxes. Right underneath there, it's going to say signature, and then it's going to say your name, Stephen Johnson. Do you see your name?
Yep.
Okay, right underneath your name, there's an empty box where you have to type in your name exactly as it shows there, and then once you type it in, click confirm signature. So what that's going to do, it's going to send this over to the IT department tomorrow, and then it's also going to give you access to the dashboard that we have. What's a dashboard? A dashboard's a requirement that we have to follow under Google guidelines. We have to show you the progress, right? Like how many people are visiting the website on Google, how many phone calls you're getting from the website, how much traffic it's generating. You are going to be able to see that same thing that we're able to see on our back end. We're going to give you access to that as well.
Yeah, what's my username and password?
Okay. Yeah, you're going to get that from the IT department tomorrow, correct? Okay. So, Stephen, you're all set with me. I do want to be the first one to say welcome to the family here at Local Splash. We look forward in the relationship between 936 Plumbing and us to go long term. And how do we do that? By providing results, brother. I mean, that's the bottom line. I like to be very transparent, right? I know that as long as, you know, what we're doing is working, you know, you're going to stay with us for long term. I just ask you to be patient, right? Because this is not done, like I told you, from one day to another, man. So just a little bit of patience, brother. That's it. I promise that we're going to be working on your account as soon as that's tomorrow when the IT department gets the account. Again, welcome to the family, brother. Thank you for giving us that 1% of your trust. I promise you're working alongside with Google, we'll definitely gain that other 99%, brother. If you do ever have any questions or concerns, you can always feel free to shoot me a call. Yeah, I'm going to shoot you my number and my extension, brother. So if you ever want to, you know, ask a question or anything, I mean, I'm definitely here available to speak with you as well. I just texted that over to you. Let me know if you got it.
Yep, got it.
Okay. Yeah, man. So you're all set, Stephen. We will be in contact tomorrow, 10 a.m. Just do me a favor. Do your best not to miss the phone call, because if there's anything that can, you know, cause a delay, is you missing that call, man. Because then we would have to reschedule with the IT department, and sometimes they're quite busy. But, yeah, try to do your best to answer that call. I am going to send you a an invitation in about 5 or 10 minutes. That's, you know, it's a Google invite saying, hey, you have an appointment with Local Splash at 10 a.m. Just as a courtesy reminder, brother. But again, Steven, I think you're going to love the services on the first page of Google, man. I promise you that. Google normally does not let anyone down, man. And again, we'll be in touch tomorrow, 10 a.m.
Sounds good.
Okay. All right, Mr. Johnson. Thank you so much, brother. You have a good one.
You too, brother.
Okay, bye-bye.